never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up.
Somebody get my coffee.
No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
It's time to do this thing. The week is almost over. We got stuff to do.
Keep moving.
Yes, you do. Let's do this thing. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm kind of, I don't know, you know, I'm trying on the new theme music. I'm kind of liking it, kind of digging it. My wife got a new dress. And she wanted me to, it was for a wedding. Our daughter's getting married, her daughter. And she wanted me to do what a good husband does, and that's sit in the dressing room and watch her as she tried on dresses. And wives are smart. They can see in your face when it's right. You can't hide that, can you? They can also see it when it's not. Got to be careful, but you can't win that game, guys. Just be honest. They'll understand. Same thing with the music. I'm kind of digging that music I was just playing. I'm honoring my 18-year legacy of playing this theme music because I like it and because a lot of folks are like, what happened to my music? Oh, my God. We'll see what happens. Let me know. Scott@MotivationToMove.com if you like what's happening here. It's going to be a fun year. This is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. My name is Scott Smith, Founder, Chief Motivating Officer. Around this place, my job is pretty simple. I kind of gave myself a job a long time ago. My job is simple. I was a work in progress. I was learning what I was doing. I studied like crazy, and little by little, I got things working really well. And I found I had a knack for helping people. And so one day I said, well, let's grab a microphone and go do it and call it a podcast. And it's just been going on for 4,754 episodes. Been a long run. The goal is 5,000. We'll be there at the end of the year. This will become something else. I'm going to retire from the daily format. And I think you're going to have a fun year if you stick with me. I think you're going to see that you can see me opening up, and I'm starting to push some boundaries a little bit right now because I've always felt a little trapped within the Daily Boost format. And so I'm going to evolve it and grow. We'll see what happens. So let me know what you think as we do this thing along the way today. What do I got to tell you about? Not much. Come over to Facebook and see me. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Come say hi. Come connect with me. I am there. I've been a little busy lately working on a couple projects I'm on, but if you will tag me, is that what it's called? Yeah, just tag me and I'll see you and I'll come and say hi to you. All right, so today we're lucky. You are lucky. You have really arrived at the right place. And I'm glad you're here because today we have the world's leading expert on the law of attraction right here in the studio. I'm telling you, the world's leading expert. There is nobody who knows more about the law of attraction than the person sitting in the studio today. And I'm all by myself. Yeah, it's just me. Of course, it could be my friend, my imaginary friend next to me. It could be. You never know. You get in the law of attraction world. Yeah, it could be. Different planes, right? I don't know, but today it's me. Okay, that's a lie. I'm not an expert. Although, a lot of people fail in the law of attraction. When this show started way back in 2006, The Secret had just come out. Man, it was, do you remember that? It was crazy. It's like nobody ever heard that before. Now, the best part of The Secret was on the cutting room floor. When they did the editing, the best part of The Secret actually didn't get in the movie, and the people who were in The Secret will tell you that. But the stuff people needed to hear was in The Secret. It sold a ton. But did it work for you? I actually think it should be called the law of what you think about most. Like attracts like. What you think about, you get. Have you heard that before? I bet you have. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's down in Colombia these days. He's an expert on manifestation and the law of attraction. And he and I agree. And I have a hard time with this. He's an expert at that. He believes in it completely, and he will tell me, but it doesn't work. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I know what he means, but it doesn't. I have a story I'll share. Maybe I'll get to that during this show. If you think I won't get it because I never do, you are correct. The law, if you get what you think about, that is the law of attraction. There's one thing that actually makes it work after that. We'll get that in a second here. But if you are running around thinking, I never get what I want, it's not going to work for me, so I'm not going to get it. Maybe you're still there right now. And in that case, I can also guarantee you that you're not going to get it. I guess the law of attraction does work like that, doesn't it? It's like the law of anti-attraction. Maybe that's what that is. Scott, get back on track here. I am on track. You're going to get what I mean. Dreaming of something new while focusing on your current problems, what does that get you? You get more current problems. You spin your wheels like crazy. So I know you're here today because you want to maybe hack your life out. You want to be happier, content, get the stuff you want. I don't know what that means. Maybe more money, more mobility, more happiness, more spirituality. I don't know what that is. But life is getting in the way right now. Maybe you're thinking, I need to fix this so I can get that. But the truth is, if you're focusing on fixing this, that's all you're going to get. You're not going to get that. I don't like to focus on fixing. Tired of that wears me out. When I focus on fixing, I get angry. I get mad. It's like, I'm tired of fixing. I am. I don't want to fix anything. I just want to grow beyond it. I live in a world where I'm focusing on fixing a lot. Why is that? Because when people find me, maybe you got challenges in your life. And you listen to me and they, hey, this guy knows a few things, been around a while. Maybe I'll see if he can fix me. So I have to fix you. I don't want to focus on fixing. The first thing I have to do is fix your thinking. Because you're coming in thinking, I'm broken, I need to be fixed, I'm not, no, let's just grow, let's go. Law of attraction, though, man, it doesn't work, does it? Yeah, it does. Well, the secret is this. You got to focus your attention and actions on what you want to attract. That requires a dedicated effort. Some people call it dedicated practice as well. I do think that every single day you have to practice the law of attraction if you want it to work for you. Vision boards, lists of goals, daily journaling, all great ways to stay on track. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
But I told you, there is something here that that you have to do to make this work. So number one is you got to know what you want. Very clearly. We talked about that on Tuesday's show. Very clearly, with specificity. My friend, spiritual advisor, Lewis Gates, he's always asking spirit, the universe, for a new car. Scott, I need a new car. But I learned a long time ago, I better ask for the right one because it'll just give me any old junker it wants to. You got to be very specific about what you want. And I know that's hard to do. And by the way, we know that in goal setting these days, specificity is kind of the second step. So let me go off track just a little bit. When I say you need to be very clear about what you want, what you need to do is broadly know, this is kind of the life I want, and this is kind of the person I want to be or whatever I want to acquire. It's like saying, I want a $1 million motorhome. Just set the big broad goal and then go figure out which one you're going to buy. You can pick out the colors later, but know generally where you're going. Why? Because you will waste so much time trying to find specificity. Until you start heading down the road, it's hard to do. So go big and go broad, but know exactly what you want. Number two, you got to believe it. It is so hard to believe in something if you've never done it, isn't it? But I got news for you. It's just like a goal. The goal should be big enough that you almost don't believe you can do it. It should scare you a little bit. How is it possible for you to believe that you can do anything if you've never done it before or never had it before? It's impossible. That's why you broadly set what you want. You begin to specify what it is, but you got to make sure you really believe it can be yours. Not that you deserve it. I don't like the word deserve. Nobody deserves anything. But you believe that you can attract it into your life. You got to believe it at your heart and soul. If you haven't got to that point where you just believe it's yours and you're willing to go through what it takes to get it, and it will take a lot to get there, I promise you. But I did say there was one more thing after you know what you want. You really do believe it. There is one more thing you have to do to get it. It's a principle as old as time. It has been taught by every single successful person. In fact, I would even go so far as to say people who are really bad at what they do and don't have much to talk about, they're still doing it. It's just not focused right. They're taking action. You see, if you know what you want and you believe that it can happen, and yet you choose not to get out and do something about it, do the work, I'm not going to see it happen for you.
Never give
Does it work?
Fight until the end.
Sure it works. built into all of us.
No time for loss. Fight
recipe.
To the end, no matter what the cost.
One,
keep moving, gotta get back.
Clarity.
Up. One, keep
two,
gotta get back up.
Believe.
Keep moving, gotta
three,
get back up. One, keep moving, gotta
get off your butt and do it. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Get to Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And then get back here tomorrow, because I'll be here. Even if you're not, this show goes on. Daily Boost. See you tomorrow.